on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, a special day on Monday of next week, Douglas County Appreciation Day at Wildlife Safari. Rachel Molman in and talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be offering our Douglas County Appreciation Day. We will be offering free drive-through tickets for all of Douglas County residents that day. Don't worry, though. You don't need to bring proof of residency. It's going to be open to anybody who shows up that day. We're really just wanting to appreciate the community that's been helping to support us.
And with Monday being a holiday for a lot of people, there's an opportunity. Maybe you've got parents that are at home and can take the kids out and check things out.
Yeah, it's definitely not just going to be the drive-through. We've got encounters. So we have an opportunity for a buy one, get one 50% off for our encounters. So if there's anything like our special elephant one or our tiger encounter that you've been really wanting to take the kids on, this is a really great opportunity to do so.
Now, if people have never done an encounter, I've done a couple. It's been several years, but talk about what people can see when they're that up close.
Yeah, so we have a variety of encounters that are offered. There are training encounters where you're really up close with the keepers and they're doing training experiences with the animals. But then we also have some special elephant encounters where you are actually able to go up and touch the elephant's foot itself, which is a magical experience all on its own. We also have feeding encounters with our giraffes and our red pandas where you get to get really up close to them, see inside of their mouths or their fun paws that they have, and offer them some of their favorite treats.
What are some of the other encounters that you can do?
Yeah, so we have our elephant encounter that we will be offering on our Douglas Appreciation Day. And that's going to be an open house from 12 to 1:30. With that admission, you get a half coloring sheet that you will be able to color. So your kids could color it if you want, or you can participate. And then the other half will be painted by the elephants.
Now, how do you keep the elephant from straying from that half of the page?
That is a really great question. Our girls do their best, but there might be a little bit of overlap there.
And I guess you don't argue with the elephant at that point.
Absolutely not.
That's got to be, a fun experience, especially for kids.
Yes, definitely a very fun experience. And if you're lucky, you'll get to see the elephants show off some of their tricks. They do really fun sounds with their trunks. And some of them can even play the harmonica.
Really?
Yeah, which is more than I can say.
Yeah, well, do they play in tune, though?
Yes. Yeah, they can do a little jig for you.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Talk about the tiger encounter going on.
Yeah, so we actually have some tigers that are going to be out into their exhibits, and guests will get to go into those exhibits before the tigers are let out and place some enrichment that they make themselves into different areas. So you can put it up high or down low or try to hide it. Then we release the tigers into the exhibit, and you get to watch them have as much fun as they possibly can, tearing apart boxes or any types of food that we have out there for them.
But before you release them, you put the people back where they're supposed to be.
Yes, yes. It is not a tiger feeding encounter.
I just see a really bad British film coming out of that as the people are running from the tiger. I don't know. Probably would get me in trouble with somebody, but it might be interesting. You know, the tigers are pretty intriguing because that's one of the animals that people really don't even think expect to be able to see at a place like Wildlife Safari.
No, definitely not. And the way our exhibits are designed are actually really helpful for viewing. You can see tigers in almost every aspect of their enclosure. You have to look high or low, though. Sometimes they have very good camouflage and they're very good at climbing. So sometimes you might see them up high on a structure where you might not be thinking you'll see them.
Now, how many tigers do you guys have out there?
I believe we have about 5 tigers right now. We had 2 babies that are now all grown up, 2 moms, and then we have another special one that we'll be introducing later.
Wow. Now, also going on, I understand you're going to be doing some keeper chats. Talk about those.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a no-spend day, you can definitely come and get the free drive-through passes, and then our village walkthrough is completely free, and we'll be offering different dome shows as well as keeper chats throughout the area.
So what happens at a keeper chat?
Yeah, so we'll be highlighting the flamingos and the lemurs, the ring-tailed lemurs, and keepers will go out into the exhibit and talk to you and give you some information, give you an opportunity to ask any questions you might have, and then you'll also get to see us do some feeding with them as well.
Now, you're the supervisor of the village, right?
Yes, I am.
And a lot of things going on right there, including renovations.
Yeah, we have a massive petting zoo renovation happening right now. If you come into the village and you've been familiar with it before, you'll notice that about half of it seems to be gone or missing. And we are going to be expanding that yard in the future, hopefully by the summer. It's going to be a contact yard, so people are going to be able to go into the petting zoo, play with our goats that we'll have, some sheep as well, and then be able to enjoy some more exhibits as well.
And kind of like a refresh of that whole area.
Yes, big refresh. Our goats are super excited to have a bigger home, and we're really excited to bring more experiences for the public.
So, do you spend most of your day in the village?
Yes, I spend all day every day in there cleaning up and caring for the animals.
And what is maybe the funnest part of what you do?
Ooh, I think the best part is when I'm in there cleaning. I'm super dirty. I'm up to my elbows in mud or some other things. And I have guests coming up and they're super excited to see the animals that I'm in there with. And they start bombarding me with questions. We are never annoyed by that. We're really happy to talk about the animals that we love. And it brings a nice little bright part of our day to the messy one.
And for kids, an opportunity. I mean, one of the things about Wildlife Safari that, because it's been here for decades, people get used to it being here. When you think about most places you can live in rural America, you're not going to have all these animals a few miles away as accessible as they are.
No, definitely not, which is where our village walkthrough gives a great opportunity in the traditional zoo setting, but a much smaller area so that you're able to really get up close and get that personalized experience.
So the Douglas County Appreciation Day is on Monday, but I understand you've got an offer as well from the website for the whole month.
Yeah, so if you already have plans or you're not able to make it out, you can buy tickets online for the entire month of January through our website.
All right, Rachel, anything else you want to let people know about?
We're just really happy to be offering this event. The community has done so much for us, so we're really happy to be able to give back a little bit.
All right, Rachel Molman, supervisor of the village out at Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.